David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Richard. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, thank you, and we're going to be going to our callers in a moment. Give us a brief description, if you will, of Vedic astrology for those who are tuning in for the first time.
Okay, very good. So Vedic astrology comes from India. It's said to be thousands of years old. It was used by the ancient kings and queens and royal persons of India. So it was known as Raj Vidya, which is called kingly knowledge. So it's very ancient wisdom from the land of the Ved. And this predates Chinese, Egyptian, and Western astrology. But it is similar to Western astrology insofar as we create a horoscope, we read the Sun, Moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. The purpose of astrology is to help a person understand how the planets are operating in their life and when they are operating in their life and what a person can do to improve the quality of their horoscope. I believe that if you work on your horoscope, if you have knowledge of the planets and how they're operating, you can actually improve the quality of your life. My position is that everything in a horoscope is predestined and will come to pass, but anything in a horoscope can be changed. And what changes it is the light of consciousness, the light of awareness, the light of knowledge. So, for example, Sun rules father in any chart, and Sun rules authority figures. So if a person has a weak, afflicted, debilitated, badly placed Sun, then it's quite logical to predict that the person does not get support from their father or from authority figures. And in fact, they may also have problems with their digestion and their eyesight and their heart. So if we have this knowledge, then we can change things. In other words, if we do some planetary remedy for the Sun, then we can have better situation with father and authority figures and also improve our digestion, eyesight, and heart, that type of thing. So it's really is a very divine knowledge from ancient India. It was a gift to us by the ancient rishis of India so that we could understand better the karmas that are operating in this lifetime, because I think the knowledge is practical. I think it's useful. It can help us with our health. It can help us with our finances. It can help us with relationships, our career, our family life. So everything can be seen, in my opinion. I don't need to argue about it, debate it. If somebody doesn't want to believe in astrology, that's fine. That's their own choice. They can do what they want. But for the rest of us, when we listen to it, we hear it, we resonate with it, we realize, yes, that is me. That is who I am. That's my experience in life. And I think it's great to know the remedies, because the remedies to improve your chart can be quite helpful and quite powerful.
And some of the callers that we have had, at first blush, seemed to be a little on the questioning side, the skeptical side. But then after the reading, were rather impressed and pretty amazed at the information and the accuracy as well.
Thank you. Hi, Susie.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you for being there. And I'm really fascinated by the Vedic in that you take it a step further to work on your chart and make changes.
And Bobsy has called us here, and she is on the line with us. David, so go ahead.
Okay, very good. You have what is called Sagittarius rising sign, and it is very important for you to wear a yellow sapphire gemstone to strengthen your Jupiter, and that will help you with your health and your longevity. Do not wear any pearls. If you have any pearls, you can sell them or give them away, put them in a deposit box or something, but get the pearls out of your house. And in the future, when you're buying things, do not buy white. Don't buy a white car. Don't buy white clothing. It's just not good for your chart. Better for your chart for you to strengthen your Jupiter with the yellow sapphire. You can also strengthen your Sun if you want for your digestion and your eyesight. You can wear a ruby gemstone. Rest of the things I like a lot. You have a wonderful exalted Saturn. That's very good for longevity. You have a nice Venus in the fifth house. Do you have any female children?
Yes.
Okay, because you have a good Venus in the fifth house, which usually gives female child. You have Saturn in the house of older siblings, and that you could have some income through industrial activities and through hard work. You have Mars in the fourth house. It's good for property and investing in property. You have Jupiter in the third house. It's usually very good for publishing, teaching, consulting, advisory roles. You have that Venus in the fifth house. It's very good for having an artistic mind and having female children and having some education connected with the fine arts, performing arts, or healing arts. What did you study in school? What was your favorite?
Well, I was in acting, so you're very close, and I also was a model, and that is where I taught at a modeling school at one time for a while.
Yeah, Venus in the fifth house, very good for having a connection with the mind that's connected with the fine arts, performing arts, and healing arts. So that's quite good. Now, you just 2 years ago, you went into your 19 years of Saturn, and in my opinion, that is favorable. Saturn for you is a great planet. It rules your house of independence, and it's in the house of gains and income. This is very good. Previous to that, you ran 16 years of Jupiter, and also, in my opinion, that's a favorable planet. But your Jupiter is a little bit beat up. It's under the affliction of the eighth ruler, and it can cause accidents and setbacks and delays or disappointments. So Jupiter, in my opinion, that 16 years was not as favorable as this 19 years you're in now is actually quite good for you. It's ruled by Saturn, and your Saturn is ruled by Venus. So I like the connection here a lot. But I would wear yellow sapphire for Jupiter. I would wear ruby for the Sun. That'll help a lot. And it does show in your chart that you can either marry someone you meet in your career or marry your career. Did you marry somebody you met in your career?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Because Mercury ruling the 10th house of career is sitting in the 7th house of marriage. So I'm thinking that you can marry somebody you meet in your career. But you have a great Mercury, which is good for perception, communication, and it's also good for your career. You have a great Venus in this chart. That's very good for beauty and appreciation for the finer things in life. Saturn is exalted, which is helpful. It's okay for you to wear dark blue colors, blue sunglasses, even blue sapphire gemstone for this 19 years of Saturn that you're in. That'll help you with your teeth and your back and your legs, that type of thing. So this is a good little chart. I do think that you are a do-gooder, that you help the underdog, that you're generous, you're benevolent, and that many people will come to you and talk to you. They will realize that you are a very kind person. You have what we call Danu Lagna, which means Sagittarius rising sign. And Sun is in Gemini, so you've also been quite social. You know, Sun in Gemini says the person is very social, does better working with other people, doesn't want to be alone per se. And Sun in Gemini is considered the twins. So you're also independent and self-sufficient. Mercury in its own sign in Gemini, very, very good. Now, your current sub-period is Saturn. You're running double Saturn for another year, and then a year from now you'll go into a Mercury sub-period, which is quite good. But I like the Saturn period. I think Saturn is a very favorable planet, and you could actually, in this chart, these next 6 years are good for self-expression. So you might want to write, could be involved in successful projects over the next 6 years.
All right, Bobsy?
I have done some writing in the past. You really kind of hit everything on the nail. The pearls, I'm so surprised to hear, because that's supposed to be one of the Gemini stones.
I'm not doing Western astrology. I'm using astrology from India.
And in your chart,
pearls for you would cause accidents, obstructions, delays, disappointments, and setbacks.
We don't want those.
No. Believe me.
Well, Bobsy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your astrology. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Bobsy. Take care now.
And that is going to pretty much wrap up the program for today, David. Some good callers, good charts, and some good information that's also available. Information on the various types of remedies that people can take part in and help to alleviate some of the not-so-good aspects of their chart and get through those difficult and rough spots, if you will. Once again, David, I want to thank you for being on the program, and we look forward to having you back again in the very near future to share this great information with our listeners, because I know that people are very interested in this kind of information.
Well, thank you, Richard. I always appreciate you as a host, and I appreciate your audience, and thank you for having me as a guest.